We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. Remember this, when the Democrats, and you know this is the plan because Carville said it was, switch gears and begin blaming Trump for the financial situation in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And that's coming. Over the weekend, you had White House Senior Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett warning that the unemployment rate in June, in other words, the rate from May that'll come out in June.
Right.
Right, because we don't get it till you know, the end of the month. We don't know what the unemployment rate for May was until the numbers are done, and that usually takes them, you know, a little bit into June to do. He warned that it would be above 20%. So he's preparing people for what's to come.
Mm-hmm. You think unemployment is going to be even higher?
Yeah, it's month. Going to be quite a bit higher. And you know, there were some technical things they kind of messed up, and on an economics lecture we'd go into them. But it could be, if they fix the numbers and fix the thing that they mischaracterized last time, that you'll end up with a number north of 20% in May.
North of 20%.
That's
wow.
Right.
The things that they mischaracterized last time.
Yeah, and it wasn't really clear what that was from his total interview. But so they're preparing us for what's coming. And I mean, it's going to be bad economic news. It's going to get worse before it gets better, right? And he goes on to say he thinks at the end, by the end of June, we'll begin to see, you know, begin to see some economic turnaround, and that will be broadcast in August. But it's not going to be enough to put us back where we were, not even close, right?
Yeah.
So when the Democrats blame Trump for this, Nancy Pelosi's already done the trial run for this, calling it the Trump recession, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Wall Street Journal has a few words to say about that, the editorial board. They point out that big states run by Democrats represent about a third of the U.S. economy. And when you take a look at what they're doing to the economy, it's devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you compare it to how things are going in red states. In other words, what they're saying is, wait. No. You guys chose this. This is not Trump made you.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, just as a comparison, nearly two-thirds of leisure and hospitality jobs in New York and New Jersey and about half in California and Illinois disappeared between February and April, compared to just 43% in Florida, which was among the last states to lock down and the first to reopen. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also provided exemptions for lower-risk business, including contractors, manufacturers, and some retailers. 4% of construction workers in Florida lost their jobs, compared to 41% in New York.
Wow.
27% in New Jersey, 17% in California, 11% in Illinois. So what the Wall Street Journal is saying is, listen, it is the blue states that are dragging the country down, and it is specifically because of these governors.
Yep.
They write, and this is true. This is Wall Street Journal again, editorial board. Democrats think they can make businesses go dark for months and then use a dimmer to turn them back on. It's more complicated. Businesses need suppliers and paying customers. See, when the dimmer doesn't work, they go, Trump's fault.
Yep, exactly.
A Kinsey analysis last week estimated that 40% of workers in L.A. and 36% in San Francisco will lose their jobs or income during the pandemic. And they say, listen to this. It could be worse in New York City. Listen to how bad it is there. This is crazy. It could be worse in New York City, since 15% of Manhattan residents have left, according to cell phone data analysis.
15% have left?
Wall Street Journal.
Well, I guess they all went to Florida, right?
I mean, maybe they just went somewhere where you're allowed to walk around.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you're de Blasio, then you can just go to the gym. It'll
exactly.
Be okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Nobody cares. But if you're not the mayor, then don't try that.
Or the governor of Michigan, and you get your husband to go out and get his boat out on the lake when she won't let anybody else do it. So.
Oh, can you believe that?
Oh, good grief almighty. That woman is, it's just insidious. And this is a, like you've been saying, this is what happens when liberals get complete control.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Yeah, she banned boating for everybody else. And then her husband.
Yeah, the first husband.
Yeah, tries to go out boating.
Not voting.
Thank God. No, boating. And then threatens them when they won't let him, because he's going to go out and do it. This is like the time that she banned people from driving to their vacation homes, and then they took a picture of her vacation home with a bunch of cars in front of it.
You just can't make this stuff up.
No,
folks.
You can't. You know what it tells you, though? You know what it tells you? What it tells you is she doesn't believe her own rhetoric.
Right.
She's not afraid.
Well, this is.
She's not afraid. She knows this is crud.
This is exactly the way communist countries operate. If you're a party member, you get to live one lifestyle. Everybody else has to live what they say. This is the height of elitism here. I mean, this is it.
But this is going on all over the place. Virginia Governor Ralph Blackface Northam, right? Which you expect to see him out there with that black mask, but he's not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Drew criticism Saturday after he was captured on social media photos without a mask while mingling with constituents on a beach.
Heaven forbid.
The episode at the Virginia beach came one day after Northam began contemplating a mandatory mask rule for the Commonwealth citizens and announced it. Okay. Again, what can you tell personally? These officials aren't afraid of this personally. They're not.
No.
They're not afraid of it, which means they know the real deal. They know if they're 64 or below, according to CDC, they don't have a real risk for this. The flu is more dangerous. Now, you're above 65, you need to take precautions. We know that now from the CDC, so you have to believe it, Lee. You have to, because it's the CDC.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is why Whitmer is, you know, nobody knows if she was actually at the house or if she was renting it out. Doesn't matter. She told other people they couldn't do it.
Makes no difference.
Right. So she's not worried about, you know, going to her vacation home or other people being in it. She doesn't care. And her husband's not afraid of boating. And the reason he's not is because they don't believe their own rhetoric.
Right.
Because this is political. This is to take the economy down. It is for nothing else.
Yeah, I more and more getting to that conclusion.
What else can you think?
Well, that's just it. I hate to think that. I hate to think that there are actually governors, that there are actually legislatures, that there are actually elected officials who want to trash an economy simply for political gain. But what other conclusion can you come to? I mean, they're operating the way they're operating things makes no sense. Where was that? I heard somewhere, and I cannot remember exactly what state it was. But you were told you can go to the beach. You must be wearing a mask as you enter the beach. Now, you can take it off if you're sunbathing or going for a swim, but you got to put it back on to leave. What? This makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. It is just, I don't know. I just don't know anymore about this country.
I don't either, but I'm willing to believe. I mean, and then you saw over the weekend. Did you see what Cuomo did? He basically essentially executed over 5,000 people in these nursing homes by mandating that the people be sent to the nursing home, right? Remember this?
Right.
Absolute mandate. Nursing home had to take the people. Or else, even if they didn't have the facilities to care for COVID patients. Wait till you hear who he blamed for this. I'll have that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Meanwhile, holy cow, did you hear this? This is unbelievable. You got to watch this video. This poor woman chased out of the ShopRite on Staten Island for not wearing a mask. Now, it was not required that she wear the mask. It was suggested, but not required. She was the only one, though, at least in the video that you could see, who wasn't wearing one. She's just trying to shop. These lunatics hepped up on the hysteria, the COVID hysteria. I mean, attacker, I was watching this. That crowd would have got, you could tell looking at this, you're like, dude, is that crowd about to, are they about to get violent with her? They ran her right out of the store, screaming. Men screaming at her, women screaming at her. One of them called her a whore for not wearing a mask. Ho, actually. I guess the current generation's term for it. Called her a dirty blank whore. Ho, excuse me. I mean, this is awful. Listen to this. This is them chasing her out of the store like lunatics. Grown ass woman who acts like a dirty blank pig. Dirty blank hoe. Folks, all she did was not wear a mask. I'd have made him beat me. I wouldn't go. I'm not. No, nobody's telling me where I can go. Sorry, not in America. But this is the thing. This is not America. We did not behave like this to each other before. This is ridiculous. This is a new culture I don't recognize. And I think it's just that the media has weaponized ignorance to the point where we literally live in two countries and those two sides are bound to clash. Now we have, by the way, we have MSNBC's Dr. Vin Gupta suggesting we make masks mandatory, like smoking bans, until there's a vaccine. Which, by the way, there might not be. Did you see this? Now look, this is one article, okay? And this is from the Sydney, Australia mainstream media daily. You know what they report? An Oxford University vaccine trial has only a 50% chance of success because coronavirus is fading so rapidly in Britain, a project co-leader warned. That developers may not be able to produce a successful vaccine in time. Here's the interesting thing. How long do you think it's going to take the media to admit this thing has a, it appears, 0.26 overall death rate? How long do you think that's going to take? They're ignoring it right now. And it's from the CDC. So this is not Stanford doctors trying to tell us anymore. It's not Oxford doctors trying to tell us anymore. It's the CDC admitting it. And the further admission is stunning. For people under the age 64 and under, COVID-19 is less deadly than the flu. Let that sink in. We could have all worked. We could have done the you know, shelter in place thing with people who are, you know, 65 plus. The overall death rate is 0.4. But that's only among those who show symptoms, got tested. There's a third of people who get this thing, according to the CDC. So you have to believe it. You have no choice. According to the CDC, a third of the people who get tested don't have it. They don't have symptoms. I mean, they have it, but they don't. They're asymptomatic. I'm sorry, not a third of the people who get tested. A third of people who get it are asymptomatic. No symptoms. So they're not even counted in this 0.4 death rate, which means it's significantly lower. How much lower? CDC thinks overall 0.26, But again, if you are 50 or under, the death rate is 0.05, half of the seasonal flu. Less deadly than the seasonal flu for 50 and below, 64 to 50. It is about as deadly as the seasonal flu. A little higher, slightly higher. The only people it's super deadly for are those over the age of 65. Why did we do this? Why do we do any of this? I don't know. But the media is not fessing up to this right now. They are not admitting this. They refuse to. You're not seeing this widely reported. And that's why you get this poor woman chased out of a store. For what? I mean, you look at everybody in this video. If you look it up, I mean, it is the Staten Island video. It's astonishing. You look at the people in the video. They're all under 50. Tops 55. These morons have less of a chance of dying of COVID than they do with a flu. And they're acting like lunatics. Texter writes, hey, Tara, can we smoke in public now that everyone's wearing masks? I don't know. Ask the CDC. Texter writes, Tara, sounds like brainwashing, you think? Texter writes, the music from Rage Against the Machine is so relevant now. Nails it. Yeah, good point. Another texter writes, Democratic politicians have the God complex. How else do you explain this? I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, the idiots leave New York but will still vote Democrat. Idiots. What the heck does it take to make you stop voting for them? And I think they're referring to that stunning stat in the Wall Street Journal. 15% of New Yorkers have left. Like, and I don't know where they are. They didn't say. I wanted them to follow up. Like, they know from cell phone data. They just left. I mean, like, temporarily, permanently. Where did they go? I don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, they came to the South Carolina coast. I was there and I saw them. Oh, good God, I hope they go home. Texter writes, vets are being forced to wait outside in a line in crappy weather just to get health care. This is socialism. Another texter writes, Tara, in 2017, Dr. Fauci predicted a surprise pandemic during President Trump's term. Could Fauci and Birx be proven to have been complicit? I don't know. We're never going to have a congressional hearing on it, so nobody knows. We're only going to talk about Trump. Texter writes, so will Fauci get censored on Facebook and Twitter? Those who share his views have been silenced prior to this. Yeah, see, that's the amazing thing. All these doctors from California to Stanford to Oxford, they're all on there. And you saw the videos before they took them down. These doctors saying exactly what Fauci said. It's not worth the cost of lockdowns. Too much damage, open back up. They said that they were shut down by, again, left-wing censors who don't even have medical degrees. Because only Fauci could be believed. There could not be anybody else who got to be believed. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we are two different cultures and need to stay split. Split the country and let the Democrats destroy themselves. Actually, it's kind of happening right now. Unfortunately, that handful of blue states controls about 30% of the economy. So they're determined to take us all down with them.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You see that video of Biden admitting he was stopped by security for following pretty college women?
No, I did. I missed that one.
Yeah. Today, you know what we call that in our era? Stalking.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy. So is the ex-vice president.
Yeah. But other than that, he's totally a great guy.
Of course.
Yeah, unless you're black.
Yeah.
And you vote for Trump.
Exactly.
In which case, you're not really black.
Yeah, now that could be news to a lot of folks.
Yeah, and who decides? I guess white people do.
I guess this old white guy does. I guess Joe Biden is the arbiter of whether you're of your blackness or not. Good grief. What? It still just astounds me. It just, once again, shows the hypocrisy of the American media and the left about... If any Republican had made a statement like that, their career would be over. Over. They'd have to pull out of a campaign. They'd have to resign. It would be over with. Done. But Democrat candidates are never held to the same standard that any Republican is.
Although I will say, I did agree with, honestly, I thought an even funnier statement that Biden made hours after the black people gaffe, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. Because I thought this one was almost as revealing and quite frankly as profound, almost, as the one where he said, you know, that the Democrats don't tell the truth. Remember? There's truth. What did he say?
Truth over facts.
Yes. Yeah. He was going to use truth over facts. Right. And that is exactly what they do every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen to this admission from Joe Biden. You ready for this? And the amazing thing, he said this on CNBC and he didn't catch it.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
He's going to beat Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm. He is Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there's no correction that follows that I've cut off here. That's how it ends. Okay. And the handler, who is now, by the way, his handlers are going on television with him now. Did you see this?
Not surprised.
The handler's head snaps, like, just like, what? And Biden's just still sitting there staring blankly into the camera.
As he always does.
Yeah. This is elder abuse. It is.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Joe Biden is out there, man. He's working hard every day. He is going to beat Joe Biden.
I guess when he introduces his vice presidential nominee, he can say, the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris, or whatever other minority woman that he tends to, because I think that they have determined now that Amy Klobuchar is out because she ain't black.
I guess, yeah. You know, I have no idea. Meanwhile, Representative Ilhan Omar, who was totally outraged over Christina Blah Blah Ford, right? Like,
right.
Just all women deserve to be believed just because they're women. And we all know they would never come forward with an accusation against a man if it weren't true because, they, you know, it's so stressful for them. So they all have to be believed.
Yeah.
Even when all five of their best friends say it didn't happen and they were there. It doesn't matter. It has to be believed. Okay, did you see this? Ilhan Omar came out of the weekend. She says, I will vote for Biden even though I believe Tara Reid.
So you're having it both ways.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, Brett Kavanaugh, who was, you know, accused of something he didn't do, that there was no corroborating evidence to support whatsoever the accusation, you know, he was not, he should not be a Supreme Court justice. And quite honestly, those Democrats have already said that they will try to impeach him if they take over the Senate. But yet this accusation, which does have at least some credibility and some corroborating evidence to support it, of course, it can be true and we'll still vote for him anyway.
Yeah, no, it's totally good. Here's her exact words. Believing survivors is consistent with my values. Yes, I endorsed against Biden and I didn't pick him as our nominee. With that said, in this interview I did on May 6th, we talked about that and quotes aren't always in context. I will vote for him and help him defeat Trump. She was later asked, do you believe Tara Reid and her, you know, accusations against Biden? She says, I do believe Reid.
Okay, well, at least she's being honest about her duplicity.
Well, no, this is where it gets even better.
Okay.
Justice can be delayed, she says, but should never be denied. So I get it. We're going to get justice for Tara Reid, who she believes, after the eight-year term of Joe Biden, right?
Oh, okay.
We're just going to put it off.
Right.
We're going to let him, like, serve as president first. Then we'll get justice for the attack on this woman, who she believes.
Okay.
And she incredibly... you know, prefaces that with justice delayed is justice denied. But in this case, it'll be fine. As long as the guy's a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's all that matters.
Yeah. So there's your Me Too movement, folks. If the guy you're accusing, you know, is running for higher office as a Democrat, you better watch out because you're going to get the delayed version of justice. That's the Republican kind.
Yeah, it'll be me who?
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, do you see this? Hey, Tara, texter writes, have you seen Alyssa Milano staying safe in her crochet mask? She had holes in it. Did you see? You could see right through.
Well, that's the whole thing about crochet. It's got, you know, it's very loosely woven there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she claimed that the yarn had carbon fiber in it. I was like, okay, but there's still holes. And then she said her mom put, it was very vague, put a carbon fiber filter in it, but you could still see right through it. I didn't understand. But anyway, she's Alyssa Milano.
That's almost as good.
That's all you need to know.
That's as good as the folks I see walking around with a mask that have it below their nose. I'm still...
I see that all the time.
I still don't understand this. Like, it's like, what's the point? You're using this as an accessory, not as a medical device, if you're doing that.
I know. And why do they do that in the checkout line? Have you noticed this, the checkout line, ladies? Yeah. I'm not picking on them, but yeah, they do. And I saw one over the weekend, and she had it like right under her nose, so yeah, her nose was holding it down.
Well, the problem is with those things is you are decreasing the amount of oxygen that you're able to get when you're breathing because you're exhaling and inhaling in that mask. And I know that there is some movement of air in and out, but once again, you're limiting the amount of oxygen you can get. I mean, didn't you have a caller, I believe it was a nurse, a woman who said that she was a nurse who called you late last week who was making the same thing, talking about how you're increasing the amount of carbon dioxide that you're breathing in.
And then you get headaches and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, yeah, it's a problem.
So maybe that's why people are doing this, but of course that defeats the purpose of it entirely.
Well, no, because the purpose of it is to look like you care.
Well, then in that case, then you're...
Like you're on board.
Right.
For the pandemic. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it actually... you know, works or not. It's an accessory, right?
Now, just like I was complaining about Congresswoman Debbie Dingell having those glasses she always wears in her hair on top of her head, never puts them on, and then had a mask or something or other down below her chin. So she was using both glasses and her mask as accessories, not as actual devices.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see that Cuomo has been, the governor of New York, who has the highest death rate in the entire nation from COVID-19,
yeah,
which makes him presidential candidate material, yeah, according to the media, right?
Right.
And he needs to defeat Trump because Trump has done a disaster of a job handling COVID-19, right? Hmm. Okay, so in keeping with that, I don't know if you saw this. It was actually toward the end of the week. People were questioning, Cuomo's mandatory order that old people were be to be taken to nursing homes. It didn't matter if the facilities had the ability to care for them or not. Yeah. Didn't matter. They were to be dumped there, right? All right. Well, did you see he blamed Trump for that?
Of course. Well, I mean, that's always the de facto responsibility.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and I meant to get to this earlier. Here's the thing. He said that it was Trump's order, not mine. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. By the way, it's amazing. I thought the media would run with this one, that it would make a great fake news schmear, but they didn't even buy it. They're not even running with it. So that's how bad
it was.
Next. Highest death rate in the nation in New York. But Andrew Cuomo is a genius who should be president. Because he just sounds so much better when he talks. It doesn't matter how many people he killed. We now know for a fact, we've known since the beginning, that the most at-risk population here from COVID-19 is those 65-plus, right? Those in nursing homes. The last place you'd want to send a COVID-19 patient would be to a nursing home. Like, that's the last place on earth you'd want them. Yet Cuomo, the governor of New York, mandated they be sent there. He did it along with a half dozen other heavily blue states, which makes me think this was a Democrat-coordinated thing at some level. Well, all hell broke loose in many of those states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and those orders were quickly rescinded. All hell broke loose, too, when people found out that Cuomo had made it mandatory. If you're a COVID-19 patient, you go straight to the nursing home when you're released from the hospital if you're elderly. Even if they did not have the ability to contain the infection or care for you, didn't matter. They had to take you. It was a death sentence. And despite criticism that began early, he would not lift the order. 4,300 elderly were sent to nursing homes, many of which were not properly equipped to care for them in a way that prevented the spread. It was unfathomable. Even the Associated Press ripped Cuomo a new one. So what does he do? He comes out over the weekend again and says, oh, it's Trump's fault. No, it's Trump's fault. It was me. No, it was Trump. His CDC. See, I didn't do it. Okay, think about what he's saying here for a second. Let's just think about this. Let me translate for you. Trump told me to kill people, so I did. Would you accept that from Trump? Would they accept that from Trump? Oh, Cuomo told me to kill people, so I did. No! They blame Trump. His spokespeople flat out lied. They said they were following the CDC's policy, the Trump CDC's policy. But they misquoted the policy. They flat out lied. I guess they figured the media wouldn't check. Melissa DeRosa, secretary to the governor and Cuomo's top aide, said the guidance says nursing homes should admit any individuals they would normally admit to their facility, including individuals from hospitals where a case of COVID-19 is present. Doesn't say that. That's what Cuomo's order says, not what Trump's order said. And it wasn't Trump's order. It came from the CDC, not Trump. So what did it actually say? What did the CDC guideline actually say? The March 13 guidance that Cuomo's office cites says, quote, a nursing home can, not should, can accept a resident diagnosed with COVID-19 as long as the facility can follow CDC guidelines for caring for them. That included basically infectious disease control protocols and the space to separate them. Most nursing homes couldn't do it. Didn't matter. Cuomo mandated it. No one could be turned away. Folks, this, as the field hospital just shut down this weekend, you see this, without ever accepting a single patient. They could have sent them there. They were totally equipped to care for COVID patients, but no, they had to go in the nursing homes. I don't want to be cynical here, but given that the only states, half a dozen of them, that ever implemented this monstrosity were all led by Democrats, where did this really come from? Was it a bid to drive up deaths? I mean, it's either mass gross stupidity. I mean, that is almost unfathomable. Or they did it on purpose to drive up the deaths by infecting the most vulnerable population. And you know how bad this is? I fully expected when he first came out and said this last week, I thought, oh, the media's going to run with this. They'll spend 2 weeks confusing you, thinking that actually Trump killed grandma and not Cuomo. But you know what? Over the weekend, they didn't. They didn't. And maybe it's because it's so easy to debunk. This, again, said the CDC guidelines. They weren't Trump's guidelines. The CDC guidelines said you could take a COVID-19 patient to a nursing home if you could follow the guidelines. Not you should, and you cannot turn them away or else, which is what Cuomo's order said. Think about this for a minute. Do you think these liberals in New York, when Cuomo ran, do you remember him saying anything like, well, I'm going to be a really good governor if the Republican president lets me? And as soon as there is the slightest bit amount of stress, I'm going to go into the fetal position and cry until the Republican president steps in and tells me what to do and rescues me. But until that time, I will be helpless. So if you elect me, know that you're really getting a Republican president to tell you what to do because I am helpless like a little baby. And anything that goes right in my administration is to be credited to me, and anything that goes wrong is to be credited to said Republican in White House. Do you think that if you ran on that, you get elected? Think you get out of a Democrat primary? Well, that's what he's doing. Claiming Trump made him. No, Trump did not make him. Neither did the CDC. This is getting embarrassing. And this is the guy that they say, hey, if Joe Conk's out, he ought to be the one they run for president. Wow, that's the best you got? Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, it's the emperor's new mask. You're just too stupid to see it. I get it. Texter writes, I've been wondering about the people wearing their masks under their chins. Is it to catch drool? Texter writes, what's your reaction to CDC requirements for going back to school in the fall? You mean in terms of we shouldn't go? We should go. No, absolutely. The flu is more deadly for kids than COVID-19. Per the CDC, not me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.